Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, How Does a New South Wales Property Agent Revise Their Opinion of Price? Was created by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 5th of April, 2023.
Now I'm getting calls almost daily and so are the other trainers here at the college, and it's all around revised estimate of selling price. Now, we've been talking about this since the underquoting legislation came in on 1st of January 2016. So we've been talking for some considerable time now about this issue. And nothing much has changed in terms of what we need to do. But when we think about the practicalities of it, the market changes, the, you know, interest rates go, well, last 10 months except for yesterday, you know, the interest rates are going up. We're looking at a whole range of different aspects to our industry. So there's lots of different reasons for why an agent may need to amend their estimate of selling price. Now, remember, in the supervision guidelines, very clearly, an agent should have evidence that they are reviewing their estimate of selling price on a weekly basis. Best way of showing that you've actually done that, now you do that probably on a daily basis when, you know, prospective purchasers call, when you're talking with the vendor, when you're talking with other agents in your office, you know, you're talking, you're thinking about, you know, is this property overpriced, underpriced? Is it right? Is it, you know, is we got something wrong? Is there something wrong with the property? Is there something, you know, whole so many variables here to be thinking about on a daily basis. But the supervision guidelines are saying, let's talk about this on, show evidence that you're talking, that you're actually reviewing this on a weekly basis. I always think the best way of doing that is in your weekly report to, you know, a weekly report, email report, you know, handed to them if that's what your vendor needs or wants or how you best provide that. You know, send it via email and have on there that you've reviewed your weekly price, no change, or you've reviewed your weekly price and there is, or you've reviewed it on a weekly basis, your estimate of selling price, and there is a change. Now, of course, there's a process. If you are making a change to your estimate of selling price, then you need to follow the required process. And the required process is to let your vendor know about this in writing, tell them what you're reviewing it to, whether it's up or down, and your good reason for doing this. Now, good reason is not, you know, I've seen so many of them, and the issue here is so many agents are just putting market forces. Well, what on earth are market forces? You need to be more specific than this. Both for, you know, and it's not just from a fair trading perspective of what they're going to say when they see that or if they ask to see that form when they're having a look at your files. This is about transparency for your vendor as well. Why are you changing the price up or down? You told me at my listing appointment X number of weeks ago that this is your estimate of price. These were the comparables you gave me and this was why, and you gave me good reason as to why these were the comparables and this is why the price you were putting on my property. Now why are you 1, 2, 3, 6 weeks later telling me it's something different? Why have you changed your opinion of price? So that needs to be on your document stating that. Now, the majority of places that you buy your forms from, whether it's, you know, ADL or REI, whether you're getting your forms and, you know, most of them have an actual form that is your revised estimate of selling price. So fill it in. And in there it says, you know, include a new comparable market analysis or reasons why you're amending that. Now, that could be the increase in interest rates has equated to a decrease in interested parties coming through the property. You've found there's been something, you know, identified with the property that, you know, brings your estimate of selling price down. So something may have been identified with the property through a pest and building inspection or a strata report if it's strata. So you now have greater amounts of information, you're amending your price. Or it might be that something has just sold, if it's a strata, it might be in the same block or next door. It might be another property down the road that, you know, comparably shows that what the market is doing up or down. Now, of course, you can go outside of all of that in your estimate of selling price as well, saying here's a property that sold, you know, a couple of, you know, a street around the corner, but it's on a much busier street and it's a not facing, you know, doesn't have the same north facing backyard or whatever it is, you know, so whatever those reasons are, so it's a comparable, yes, but your property's better, therefore you're still saying that the price is higher, or that property's better, it sold at X And we're asking this, we need to go down in our estimate of selling price. So, you know, depending on, but you've got to have, think of those two words every time you talk about comparables, every time you talk about your estimate of selling price, you need to have the two words going round and round in your head. What is my good reason as an agent for why I'm picking this or why I'm stating that this is my estimate of selling price? So good reason. Hang on to those two words, keep them in your head, and think about them every time you're looking at your estimate of selling price, and when you're particularly when you're reviewing it. So one, follow the process. Two, make sure that you have good reason for what you're changing and why.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.